Welcome to the Personal Report, the Dental Practice Podcast. I'm your host, David Schwab. To learn more about me, please visit me on the web at davidschwab.com. Well, it's the end of March, and I've certainly been very busy. And April looks just as busy, if not more. I'll be heading out to Milwaukee, to California, and to Denver to do presentations. I'm still doing my social media content services. And of course, I do my videos for doctors, for patient education, and also train team members via the internet using Skype. So it's really been a busy time. A lot of questions have come up about internet marketing. So this podcast is episode 4, Internet Marketing Requires Team Training. So many offices say, you know, we have this great website, we've got social media really cranked up, and with all of our likes on Facebook and all of our blogs and our website just doing so well, we'll just sit back and wait for patients to contact us. I mean, what could be easier? Well, the problem is there are several issues involved with internet marketing. First, you have to realize when you do internet marketing, the patients who are attracted to your website, who find you through social media or otherwise through the internet, are different, just a very different breed of cat. There's a wide range of dental IQs out there. Some people are thorough shoppers. Some really do their homework and scorch the earth, and they want to learn everything about a procedure before they pick a dentist. Other potential patients have no idea. They're just sort of looking around and they find you some sort of way and they come to you with a low dental IQ and they're not really sure of what they're getting themselves into, what their needs are, what the possible solutions are. It certainly takes more time to interview these potential patients by phone. I mean, you can't just start with, do you prefer mornings or afternoon? You have to ask them questions. You have to find out why they called. Remember, it's an amazing thing that they found your practice anyway on the internet. There are so many practices in your area that they could choose from, but somehow they landed on your website and they may not be ready to rush in and make that appointment. They just want information. And there's usually a story behind the patient, how they found you, what their issues are. I just listened to a recorded phone call where a lady called for her husband, and she said that she's been married to this man for 25 years, and she was almost in tears because she said, how could I not have known that he had such advanced periodontal disease? He's about to lose his teeth. He's upset. I'm upset. We don't know where to turn. This patient and this wife of this patient, they'll be good people to bring into the practice, and I know the doctor can help them tremendously, but you have to find out what their story is and figure out if we can connect with them and get them in. Now, in this case, the patient wanted to come in immediately because she thought it was a dental emergency. The practice will get them in pretty quickly, but not immediately, because it's actually not a dental emergency. The problem has been going on for years, and the patient's not in any pain. The patient will get in a timely way, and I'm sure he'll get great care, and it'll work out fine. But it's just another one of those stories you hear over the internet, and you think, oh, I'm so glad this patient connected with us. But everybody does have a story, and some patients, quite frankly, aren't ready to come in and aren't ready for treatment. As a matter of fact, many of the phone calls won't result in an appointment. Maybe 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5. They just won't result in an appointment because the patient's not ready to come in. And a high number of consults will not result in treatment. The patient just won't be ready to do it. So the goal is to be aware that you've got this wide variety and a lot of people aren't ready, won't really be able to come in and accept treatment right away. And I think there's a danger if the staff isn't trained and we don't adjust our expectations of everybody in the office saying, oh, you know, those internet patients, they're just a waste of time. Let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time, there was a life insurance salesman. Now, you may think that being in the dental profession is very challenging, and it is, but my goodness, selling life insurance is not easy. This particular salesman sold insurance by calling from a call list generated by a computer. He would just start his day with a computer printout, call the numbers on the list, and he would say, hello, I'm calling about your life insurance needs. As you can imagine, he got a lot of hang-ups. One after the other. People just hung up. They didn't want to talk to a life insurance salesman. Well, one day, some of the other salesmen said, you know, this guy is actually doing pretty well. He's our lead salesman. He seems to be selling more policies than any of the rest of us. So they thought, well, maybe we'll go to his office and watch him work and learn from the master. I mean, it's hard work, but he seems to have found the secret. So four or five of these other agents went to this one guy's office and they wanted to watch him work. So this lead salesman, he just does what he does every day. He takes his computer printout and he starts calling. Hello, I'd like to talk to you about your life insurance needs. Hang up. Calls the next one. Hang up. The next one. Hang up. My goodness, everybody's hanging up on him. Then he got one person on the phone who asked a question. Oh, maybe this will turn into something, but no. That person said, no thanks, and quickly hung up too. Well, these four or five salesmen sitting around the desk said to the lead guy, you know, maybe we're putting you on the spot. This isn't fair because you're obviously not having a great day. And that successful salesman said, what are you talking about? I'm having a great day. Let me explain it to you. I get a commission of about $1,000 on every one of these types of policies I sell, and I've calculated that I have to make 100 phone calls in order to sell a policy. At that rate, each phone call is worth $10. He said, watch. So he called the next number on the list. Hello, I'd like to talk to you about your life insurance needs. And the person hung up, and the salesman said, see? Another $10. He was focusing on the numbers and he was focusing on the positive. So in the dental office, remember that no screening process for patients over the internet is perfect. You're always going to get some calls that you don't want or calls that don't go anywhere or patients who really have needs but won't come in. You're also going to have a lot of patients who come in for consults who just aren't ready for treatment. They're not going to accept the treatment. They don't have the means to pay for the treatment. They're just not patients who fit well within your office. But every once in a while, you're going to get a good patient. You're going to get a patient who really has a need and is thrilled to be in your office, and you're so happy that you can connect with that patient and help that patient. So if the team is trained to ask good questions and be patient, and if the doctor can understand that he or she really has to take some time and not every one of these consults is going to go anywhere, then we won't be saying it's a waste of time. Because we'll be trained. We'll be like that life insurance agent who says that when somebody hangs up on me, it's not a waste. It's actually part of the numbers game. And if I'm patient and I'm persistent and I'm dealing with the public, then a percentage of those people will come in. And in dentistry, they'll get the needed care, and that will just make your day. This is David Schwab. Visit me on the web for much more information at davidschwab.com. Thank you for listening to The Personal Report. The Dental Practice Podcast.